Scott, I'm an alcoholic. Let's get some things out of the way real quick. My sobriety date is July 16th of 2007, which means if I'm lucky enough to stay here another 3 weeks or so, I'll have 17 years of sobriety continuously with no breaks, no interruptions, no anything. You know? I have 16. And if Joe were here, he would tell me I have 16 years. That's right. A little sad today. I had to put my dog down this morning, so it's really heartbreaking, you know, thing to go through. And it wasn't even my dog, it was my wife's dog, you know, and she had that dog for 15 years, and he was just the best. So I just shout out to Poquito, he was awesome, all that stuff. I like to drink a lot, right? I'm the guy who from day one was restless, irritable, and discontent, just like the book describes. I'm an alcoholic of the real variety. I didn't know what relief from what was going on between my ears was like until I took a drink of alcohol, and that's the truth, you know. I come from a lot of violence. I come from a lot of abandonment and a lot of crap that a lot of other people haven't come from, you know. So I don't blame my alcoholism on any of that, you know. All that stuff that happened to me as a kid was actually not why I'm here. The reason I'm here is that I have a very strange relationship with alcohol, right? I drink it, and then I drink more. No matter what the consequences are, no matter what's going on, I drink more, you know. And when that isn't doing it, I go and do other things. You know, and those other things get me homeless. They get me at the Easy 8 Hotel crawling on the floor for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on end, right? And they get me thrown in jail, and they get me in rehabs, and they get me with every single person in my life that has any kind of emotional connection to me, just looking at me with absolute disgust. I was stuck in this cycle of I did not know how to stop doing that. You know, because I also have this thing that tells me, well, it's just going to have one, and it's not really going to bother me. This touch, just one, right? Just one. An hour and a half later, I'm in MacArthur Park, right? That's how I am. It's like a light switch for me. I don't know anything about functional alcoholism. I hear that all the time, and that's awesome, but that's not my story. You know, that's just not my story. You know, my story is that I've got it pretty bad, and when I take a drink, it's on, and everything of value in my life goes on a shelf, and I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with it later, because I'm busy doing me. And that's the problem for me, is that it's all about me, right? I got here at 18 years old, actually got here at like 17 years old in 1986, didn't even know what alcoholism was, so I could, you know, you guys were the problem, my mom was the problem, the world was the problem, the cops were the problem, you know, in 1989, I finally actually, for some reason, got sober, and I stayed sober for quite a while, you know. I stayed sober on ego and BS pretty much for a very long time. You know, I was sober for 15 years going to the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. I touched on the steps early in my sobriety and you know, I learned what to say in a meeting to be very cool. I learned how to hang out and go to those candlelight meetings where no one can see you, you know, and be that guy. Hey, how you doing? You know? And I lived in Studio City. I mean, what do you want? That's what everybody down there is like that. So I, nothing personal to the Studio City people. I lived there for quite a while. And it didn't work for me. I some things happened in my life, and they were pretty drastic things. Divorce, my wife, ex-wife moved away with my kid. Job kind of fell apart. I got offered another job somewhere else, and just all of these huge things going on. And I don't know about you, but I don't deal with responsibility. I don't deal with heavy, stressful things very well. I just don't, you know, on the natch. I just don't, you know, and 'cause all that stuff scares me, right? Responsibility terrifies me, right? just terrifies me. Always has. I don't know what that's all about, because I'm quite capable. I just scares me. So, you know, and fear is huge. It's a huge thing in my life, man. And you know, I didn't have anything that was solving that issue in my life, because I wasn't working the steps. I didn't have a sponsor. You know, I was going to meetings, being all cool and all that stuff. And when all that stuff blew up in my life, what happened was is that I made some really just stellar choices, you know, stellar choices. And those choices got me even deeper in the hole. And you know, I wasn't going to meetings, and I wasn't going to God, and I wasn't going to anybody about these issues. And what ended up happening is that I drank, man. Picked up a bottle, a pint of you know, the hot, top shelf stuff, you know, pop off. And and I pounded that, and I walked into an AA meeting, because where do you go when you're scared, right? You go home, right? And that's all I had known for 15 years was AA. And so all I remember is putting my hand on the door and walking in, and I went immediately into a blackout. And the next 3 days were kind of weird and if on and off flashes of it. But somewhere in there, I found someone who could supply me with some other outside issues. And, like, you know, after 3 days, I literally was down at the pawn shop doing everything that I was doing 15 years previous, right? Came back to L.A. and went on a run, man. I went to... I didn't have the desperation. I was still trying to control and manage the situation. You know, I'm sitting here watching my life just spiral completely out of control. Just completely out of control. And all I wanted to do was manage it and control it and figure out why. As I drank and I hit my thing and I'm doing my stuff. You know, and I'm just like... There's no book, there's no chapter in the book that says why. It says why it works. There's no why it works. It's how it works, right? And I wasn't doing any of the stuff that it said. And, you know, what ended up happening is through the help of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department and a very kind judge, you know, I ended up going to jail for a little while where I could be away from all of that stuff, you know, and it got clean. And I got out of there, and I was in a meeting the next day, and I've been in a meeting ever since. You know, because I don't want to live like that anymore. And I have absolute core, like down in the bottom of my soul, belief that Alcoholics Anonymous works. Right. If I do this stuff, I believe that it works. And what I get that from watching people who have been here before, who have been here for a while, who do this thing on a regular basis, and they seem to be happy. That's all I've ever wanted, was a little bit of peace of mind, a little bit of, like, shut up already, you know, with this head of mine, you know, and thank you. And I found that here. Alcoholics Anonymous has given me the ability to have a life that is absolutely unattainable to me without it. You know, I don't know if that's your story, but that's my story. My story is that my life doesn't work when I'm not here. You know, and when I'm here and I'm doing this stuff, it works great. You know, I've got an amazing life today. I've got married to a wonderful person. I've got an incredibly powerful job. I just love it. You know, and I just bought a house. You know, like, how do you do that, right? How do you go from the easy eight, picking up pizza crust and doing all that stuff, to buying a house, right? Homeless to homeowner. It's crazy. Stuff like that happens here. It happens to anybody who's willing to do this stuff. This is not like, it's not ethereal to me. This is not like ideological to me. This is the real deal. There's a plan of action, and if you take the action, you get those results. If you don't take the action, you don't get those results. And I know that from personal experience. So I urge you, if you're brand new in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, don't listen to what your head says. Just find someone who seems to be, you know, reaping the rewards of this deal, and do what they say. And then, more important, do what they do. Do what they do. You know. And if they, what they say doesn't match what they do, find someone else. Right? Because you'll find those people here. You will. You know. We come in here pretty sick, and some people stay that way for quite a while. You know. And I was one. You know. So, Alcoholics Anonymous has just saved my life, absolutely saved my life. And so my job is to be of service in any way, that any way, shape, or form that I can to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm happy to do it, because this is a great way to live. So thank you very much.